right. How do you follow something like that? That was amazing. I just want to sit here and listen for another hour. But we're going to switch into the next phase now. Thank you all, you guys. Are you guys playing anywhere around this island, or is this a spontaneous life form that only happens once? All right. It's a house band. Yeah. Things have changed. I'm looking at the whole new setup in here. This is Carlos Dutro, and I'm on KKCR. It's almost 4:30 right now, and we're getting toward the last couple of days of the fun drive. Great to be back. I'm filling in for a little while right now. Felicia Cowden would normally be in this time slot along with Eric and whatever other guests she would have in, or Eric would. I'm going to be helping out for a while KKCR decides what is going to fit into the box next. And some great music. Jimmy, are you hanging around?
I am. I am asking folks out there to just support our community radio.
All right.
And also, Carlos, knowing that Tuesday right now, because of our sweet sister Felicia choosing to take her level of community service to...
That's called active activism.
Right above where she was already.
Yeah.
And throwing her name into the hat. So big, you know, kudos to her and all the other candidates. I think, you know, we are going to be hosting both Felicia, you know, Mel Raposo.
Any of the candidates that want to come in, we want to make a space for you.
Yeah. Arthur Bruhn, all you guys who are running, we still have a couple more... weeks to go before the final tally of who is in and looking for our vote. Certainly want to, you know, give big props to Dustin Barca. You know, if you haven't heard, Dustin Barca threw his name into the ring as well. So, you know, making the mayoral race a little bit more exciting. I had a good opportunity to talk story with candidate Miss Debs Silva Carvalho. She is a West Side Hanapepe resident who talked story with me to share why she was going to be running against His Honor Bernard Carvalho Jr., our mayor, who right now is running for an unprecedented, he'll be at the end, if he were to be reelected, was it 10 years in service?
Yeah. Yeah, filling in for Brian Baptiste at the end of Brian's term and then running again. What's interesting this time around is I think we're actually going to get the youth vote, too.
Whoever, I certainly hope so.
I think it's a very engaged race.
I think that's what Dustin Barker brings to the table in regards to enthusiasm, a mobilized group of people organizing to, one, bring in new voters, whether those are the disaffected folks who feel like, my voice doesn't really count, they're all corrupt, they're all, you know, so detached from reality, I don't even want to participate in that stuff, to those who just haven't been around long enough to say, well, I want to participate in my democracy a little bit more than just paying taxes.
A lot of people suddenly wake up when the political decisions get close to home. And I think this time it is at the home.
Mm-hmm.
So 808-826-7771. It's going to be a little clunky because I've been off the air for a year and a half. Very good to be back. I'm excited to see what happens. I have literally no agenda today for the next couple hours except hopefully helping some people get more involved with KKCR and supporting this station, which is not supported by a normal corporate structure. It's a community-supported, listener-supported radio station. And we have a toll-free number if you're calling from off-island or the mainland, and that is 866-275-1112, and our on-island number 826-7771. And I'm just real interested in what's on your mind. What do you think about the upcoming election, world events, local events? I know Felicia had done a great job. I'd been on the air for 15 years, and a year and a half of that at the end, Felicia was working with me, mentoring up, and then she got to the point where her wings were dry and ready to fly. So she's done a great job of taking my old show, which is a little more abstract and big picture, to a local focus. I think it was fantastic and timely. And I don't know. Who knows what's coming up next? But it's going to be a very exciting campaign season. A lot of new blood and a lot of old blood that's going to be challenged to up the debates and the game and everything. We got a phone call? All right. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm so excited about the upcoming mayoral election. I'm really 100% standing behind Dustin. I think what I've noticed, though, that I'm a little bit nervous about is the county council. I know Felicia's stepping up to the plate, and Fern has backed out, which she's got other commitments, and she's such an amazing voice for the people. But Arthur Bruin from the West Side is a GMO guy from Syngenta, as well as Arrow, I think his name's Kaneshiro from Grow Farm, is also running for county council, as well as one other guy who I don't know his name, but he's a GMO guy, you know, on the GMO side. So it's a little bit, Kaneshiro has the name because of his dad, Daryl Kaneshiro.
Mm-hmm. Former council person in the past, yeah.
Yes, who was a council person in the past. And, you know, we really need other, so what if Barca gets in? Now he's going to maybe have to deal with, you know, and hopefully these GMO guys running for council will not get in. I'm hoping that there's more people that show up. You know, we had a good showing at our rallies and at our marches, but we really need everybody to vote. And, you know, I'm registering voters. I already have some friends that have never voted and that are in their 60s that are going to be registering to vote. And I've been registering a lot of young people that have never voted. I was in the pet shop in Puhi the other day and started talking about Dustin's race, and they go, oh, and they got excited. And one guy actually is related to Bruin. And, you know, he discussed that a lot of Paniolos and a lot of people that live over in Kalaheo are, you know, big Bernard supporters and friends of Bernard. We'll see what happens, you know, behind closed doors when people actually put their pen to, you know, choose who they want for, you know, what kind of Kauai they want to see. But it's definitely going to be interesting, and I just hope that we can get Felicia in there. She's so amazing. She's got an amazing mind. She's an engineer, so she's got that super Akamai mind, you know. She makes really good decisions, and she listens to the people, I feel, in my...
Yeah, I think listening is going to be key going forward more than ever. How big a factor do you think the younger vote is going to be this time around?
Oh, I feel it's almost like the Obama race. You know, he got, by going online and Twitter accounts and Facebook, or, you know, he got a lot of younger people to vote, and that's what it's going to take with us to get a lot of younger people to vote. And there are so many young people on board that are just, I think we'll get a good turnout. I think that everybody knows how important this race is this time around. And apparently, and I haven't read it yet, there's the Brian Baptiste has a plan. It's called the 2020 Plan for Kauai. And apparently it's a really beautiful plan. So I want to get online and read it and see what he had in mind. It was supposed to be about a true garden island for Kauai. But what one of Dustin's things is, we need to start growing our own food. We need to look at the problem with prisoners that are maybe in for drug violations and get them into working on the land, because I know from being a farmer and being a surfer that I connect with putting my hands in the soil. That's where I find my closeness to the greater being, you know, or riding a wave. And I know there's a lot of, like, U-turns for Christ and I'm not saying anything negative about that. I'm just saying there's other ways. You know, if you can get people working, growing things, and you grow with the plant, with your sobriety. And then maybe we can even place them in, with jobs. You know, there's lots of jobs to be created with the thought of planting industrial hemp and, you know, turning waste into energy.
There's definitely a lot of options out there. And, one thing I'm excited with Dustin's run with Mayor Carvalho is it's going to up the level of the debate. And, you know, even if someone is a fan or a Barca fan, they're going to get to hear them juxtaposed against their opponent, and it's going to lift up the entire conversation.
Well, we were in the Bay, and we were talking with a loan officer, and I brought up the fact that he was running for mayor, and her eyes lit up, and she goes, really? And he goes, yeah. And she goes, well, I've got to, you know, get ready for the mayoral debate, because I always ask the tough questions. And then she said, tell me one thing, and he talked about the ice epidemic, and anyway, she really loved his idea. She said, well, I've been talking about that for years, getting people to work, you know, with the land, and every time it's in somebody's backyard, they don't want to do it. But the county has a lot of land, and anyway, I just hope that people go to his website, www.com Barca, the number 4mayor.com, and you can make a small donation if you can afford to, or a large one, and or you can share it with other people. We need to get the word out. And he will be doing a run from Kilauea to Ka Beach. He'll paddle around from Ka Beach to Polyhali and then run. It's going to take him 4 days from Polyhali through, you know, all the different towns and then back to Kilauea for the neighborhood fun day on the 31st.
Amazing stuff happening. Well, I'm sorry to hear about Fern not jumping in. That was really exciting, too. But, you know, I hope we have as many candidates for all slots as are running. I hope we can get them in here to the station and create a very kind of fair, open, and safe space for conversation, debate, and for callers to have direct access that, you know, might be a little shy about speaking up in public at one of the external forums. So, anyway.
I know Bernard always sings at different events. Dustin Barca has an amazing voice, and he's talented, and he plays the ukulele, and he writes music. So if they can have a sing-off.
Well, maybe we could just give them both a baton and just have the run be the run. And whoever comes in first, you know, winner take all. I don't know if that
winner takes all. I wouldn't mind hearing a sing-off. I know that Bernard is gifted with a beautiful voice and the ability to play ukulele and sing at the same time. And I agree with you. I think Dustin has a really nice voice. I haven't heard him play. I heard him sing in one time, and I think people would be surprised and impressed with that smooth reggae island style.
All right. Well, thank you so much, caller.
And this is Carlos?
Yes, it is.
Oh, glad to hear you back on the air.
Yeah, temporarily. Who knows what will happen, but I'm just holding space right now until the station figures out what's going to happen next with this slot. But
that's the upside to the vacant seat because of Felicia's decision to run for council.
Right, well, cool, Carlos. I won't get to listen to the rest of the show. I'm on my way to yoga, but I'll turn it on as soon as I get off.
Well, if you're doing yoga, you can listen to it on the internal channel. I think all things are connected that way. So.
Exactly.
All right, thanks. And thanks for doing your voter registration. That's really important. Let me see. Real quick, do we have another call?
Doesn't look like it.
But if
you're calling, you want to make a donation, 826-7771. We'll take your phone call right now. Or 826-7774. It'll somehow make its way. If you get hung up on, because I'm working the phones as well with Dr. B, I got some fat fingers, and sometimes I hit the wrong button.
You know, it's amazing coming in after being gone for a year and a half and seeing these faces that have been there 5, 10, 15 plus
some
years.
Some of them pushing
and,
it.
And Dr. Basco, you have been part of this show, the station for a long time. And I would say, I don't know how many volunteers we have right now, but we're way over 95% unpaid, maybe 98% unpaid positions. There's only 3, 4, sometimes 5 people that are getting paid anything, and it's not a lot. It's a labor of love here. So you are still involved. I don't know if you're hooked up to a microphone, but what drives you to continue to be part of the station, unpaid and doing your thing? We got you on there? Try that one.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, what drives me is people have pets and they want to prevent health problems. So what's the best way to do that? I think the radio waves and writing articles and writing books is what I do, and give people a free education on how to stay healthy for their pets. So it's my community service. I feel that I can do more this way than one-on-one. So radio is a great medium for a lot of things, better than TV. You get distracted by whistles and all kinds of things on TV.
What I love is if you have a funky face like I do, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's all audio.
Right.
And a condenser mic can make anybody sound good.
You can make up your mind, or you can make your imagination up whatever the person looks like. And that could be good, and a lot of times it is good.
We've got somebody that wants to make a quick announcement. I think that I used to have a save the world mentality and a mission kind of going on for my first 15 years. I don't know what happened, but the day that I left, I really kind of decided the day before that was it. It wasn't a long process, and Felicia was ready, and she was ready to go. And I think it's important to get as many people coming and going through here. But I've kind of come to a different place now, and instead of wanting to save the world, I think one thing I noticed about KKCR in the beginning. Part of our mission is being a vector for non-represented voices and positions to come out. And minority is not the right word, but non-mainstream stuff. And I think it speaks a lot to KKCR's strength that it's grown so much over the years that now people are going, hey, where's the conservative voice or this or that? But you know what? We represented a segment of, you know, of the island and the listeners that really wasn't being represented by commercial radio. And we did it so well that now, you know, we're more and more balanced, dissenting opinions. We can have more dangerous discussions where we really continue to bring in all sides of an issue. And, you know, instead of trying to push specific agendas, we can push common sense and critical thinking and, you know, compassionate awareness. And hopefully people will come to a decision that works for them. So I'm looking forward to all the candidates, the ones I'm excited about, the ones that I'm not excited about. I want them in here and discussing why they're doing what they're doing, too, why they're driven to participate in politics.
And give our listeners a chance to ask questions without seeing their face. Yeah. I mean, sometimes people don't ask the right questions, but radio gives you a voice, and nobody knows who you are, except if you have a particular voice everybody knows, but if you don't, you know what I mean. So I think this station gives people a voice where they didn't have a voice before.
Yeah, it's great. I notice on the computer we've got 24 people on the mainland listening right now as well at www.kkcr.org, and that's pretty neat to be able to do. We stream all over the world wherever free Internet's available.
And they are more than welcome to go ahead and hit that Donate Now button on their www.kkcr.org.
Or call in 866-275-1112. Toll free, 866-275-1112. And you can get to talk to one of us here.
I love hearing what you love about the station. I also always love hearing what you'd like to see change and grow. We are going to take an announcement right now. I don't know who it is. Go ahead. You're on the air, caller.
Oh, aloha.
Hey, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, how's it? No, this is Kiao Lee Smith, and just wanted to announce about on May 30th of this month, on Friday at 12 noon, we'll be putting up the moku signs around Kauai, and there will be a ceremony held at that time on May 30th. That's a Friday at 12 noon at each location simultaneously. We made this announcement once before last week, and just wanted to remind everyone again. Tomorrow night, we're also having town meetings. There was one this past week at Anahola to inform the community, and then tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Will be Waimea Neighborhood Center to inform the community there about what's happening with this moku sign project around the island.
Could you maybe give us, for people like me who don't exactly know what's going on, I've been out of the loop for a little while, exactly who your group is?
And what is the moku signs?
Yeah, what is the moku situation?
Moku is a district on the island. And so the traditional Hawaiian system, we have moku, which are major districts, and they go generally from the top of Mount Oiale'ale down to the ocean. And there are five on Kauai. And then within each moku are smaller sub-districts called ahupua. And there will be signage for each of these. So there's signage coming up to identify each of the five moku of Kauai. And then Ni'ihau is a moku to itself. And so there will be signage to show drivers on the road, people using the road on the highways, Komoli Highway on the west side, Puhio Highway on the east and north. And so as you're driving on the highway, you'll see the sign to know what moku you're entering.
What would you like to see happen with as far as understanding from those who don't come from this background? What would be the best option to come from this understanding? What would you guys like to achieve?
It's a sense of, well, this has been Kauai's way of identifying our place on the island for centuries. About 1,000 years ago is when the system started up. And it kind of exists today, sort of, because there are zoning districts that have been modified since, you know, the 1800s, early 1900s till now. And it kind of is like that. In fact, the zoning districts they have now are kind of actually based on the traditional moku systems with the modifications. So we're talking about these traditional markers on the island that are identifiers for each of us in our communities on Kauai.
Could Could you see, oh, so I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's where it comes from, yeah.
Could you see the council, the mayoral candidates addressing this? Could
no,
you
actually,
could you work
no,
with them? And
I'm actually calling from Honolulu right now, but I'm from Kekaha myself, and I belong to a team called Nahoku Velo. Nahoku Velo is an organization where we provide consulting services based on Hawaiian culture, how to integrate within people's services, systems, and stuff like that. And we've been working with the mayor, the office of the mayor, on this for the past 2 years. And so this May 30th is when the signs are actually coming up. And it's part of a bigger project, too, actually.
Okay, fantastic. Let's go over the times and locations one more time.
Sure. Tomorrow evening, Wednesday, Waimea Neighborhood Center, 6 p.m., and our team will be presenting to the community there about the project itself, the Moku signs, where the ceremonies will be, how they will proceed, and then future developments such as the Ahumua'a signs, which are coming up later this year. That's tomorrow night. Then Thursday night is Kauai Museum for the community of Liyue and so forth. Same presentation. And then Friday night, Hanalei School for the people on that side.
Okay. We're covering the whole thing. Well, thank you very much, and I encourage you to keep calling back every day, too.
Sure. Oh, hold on. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Thursday night, Kauai Museum, 5:30 p.m. Hanalei School, Friday night, 6 p.m.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great information. I hope someone gets out there from the station here that can maybe do a little reporting on that.
That would be great.
All right.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Let me see. It's 10 to 5. We got another phone call that wants to go on. I'm just getting my chops back up and a little nervous. I'm not used to being nervous. Gosh. Go ahead, caller. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Aloha, Carlos. It's Elaine Albertson.
Hey, aloha. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Oh, not a whole lot. My mind is so small, there's not a lot of room for it. Just wanted to thank you for being back. And how does it feel to be back in the saddle again?
Well, it's very different. I hate bandying about words, but I kind of am not the same person I was when I left. And I really am seeing the world very differently. I have strong passions and feelings about several issues, but I think my overwhelming passion is trying to get critical thinking back into public forums and debate and media, etc. I see a lot. I've seen a lot of very powerful and very functional memes being used, and those tiny little thoughts on Facebook, or whether you're on a left wing or a right wing rag or anything. But I also see a lot of people have stopped. They're more engaged, but they're less using critical sense. If that makes sense.
It makes absolute sense, and I have to agree with you totally. Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
I've noticed the same thing over the last few years.
Yeah, I'm very excited to, I don't know how long, I might just be here for a couple of weeks, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm excited to try to really bring in a little bit of that critical thinking. I'm not saying I'm a great critical thinker, but I do like to look at all sides of an issue. Like GMO, for instance, it's a very big issue for Kauai right now. A lot of it's just common sense, but to talk about it without talking about alternatives to go in and fill the void and what people that are working within GMOs might be able to do, industrial hemp, I don't know, but to have a full rounded conversation instead of just being anti something, being pro solutions too. And I know a lot of people are doing that, but I'm just kind of excited about exploring issues from a 360 degree viewpoint. So anyway,
that's good. That's what we need. That's what we need.
Yeah, what would you say are some of the biggest issues on your mind right now?
Well, the GMO thing is probably probably number one, on the priority list. I've got two graduate degrees. I grew up on a farm, and I understand genetic engineering probably better than most people. And I know that not all genetic engineering is bad. It can do some great things. But it's... I used to teach grad school, and for people trying to become marriage and family therapists. And I would tell my students that when you finish your course, you're going to know what makes people tick, and you are going to be able to read them like a book, and make them do things that perhaps they don't want to do. And just because we know how to do that doesn't mean that we should.
So you're almost talking
my approach to science.
A little, are you inferring a little bit of manipulation?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I mean, a therapist can do that if they choose to. Almost none do. I mean, you know, because that's unethical. But I think we see so much now in the world of science that because we discover how to do a certain thing, there seems to be this predominant thinking that, well, then we need to do it. We have to do it.
It's almost a manifest destiny mentality in science, just like the drive west. And, you know, there's a lot of carnage. There was a lot of discovery and innovation and expansion, and also a lot of carnage and marginalization. And, you know, the First Nations of the North American continent didn't do so well in that whole manifest destiny mentality. And on the science front, you know, I worry that we rush recklessly. At the same time, I love science. I'm very excited about science and tech, but you know, it's interesting. It's going to be it's far from over, and I think the level of the average person's awareness on these issues like GMO has grown, but also I think the word I'm looking for is polarization. I'm seeing amazing polarization, whether you're left-wing, right-wing, Repub Dem, atheist, religious, conservative, liberal. I almost feel like there's a higher level that's using the divide and conquer mentality, and I'm just suspect of that. So,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. There's that's how it's ending up, and it's unfortunate because there's no dialogue happening at all.
Yeah.
What dialogue there is purely confrontational, and that doesn't help anything.
Do you think that is by design? Do you think there's some, you know, they kept mentioning tinfoil hats on the last show, but is there some elite group of people that does meet secretly and decides all of our fates, or does it just happen because of human greed or unconsciousness or survival mentality? Do you think there's real thinking behind this to push an agenda of polarization, divide conquer mentality?
Well, I don't believe in the New World Order,
okay,
you know, conspiracy theory, first of all. But what I do think is happening is that, in particular, in relation to the GMO issue, we have folks in that industry who have a strongly vested interest in continuing what they're doing. And what they're doing is, by any reasonable scientific standard, not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're very bright people, and because they have an awful lot of resources at their disposal, they're engaging in every sort of public relations manipulation that they possibly can. And the same kind of manipulation that they're engaging in is designed to manipulate social psychology.
Exactly. I feel very much in alignment with that.
I think, you know, an outstanding example of that is their recent theft of the identity of the Hawaiian Center for Food Safety, and their establishment of a Facebook page is totally false. And using that to promote their position.
Well,
and every tactic that they employ in their postings on that page has to do with classical debate tactics, you know, of red herring and righteous indignation and so forth.
I'm very excited about exploring those type of concepts, strawman arguments, false paradigms, all this stuff. I mean, we literally have expanded our knowledge base laterally so far. The average person knows a little bit about so many more things now. But the ability to not be hooked in to an emotional argument. Well, let me jump back to the Coney 2012. I don't know if you remember that from 2012.
Oh, yeah, I'm very familiar with it. Yeah.
For me, being in media for, at that time, it was 14 years, but it instantly, within the very first day of the meme appearing, I kind of tracked those things, and I said, wow, this is something else. I didn't know what it was. And as it turned out, you know, Africa's in play, and there was a small localized crisis, and that person did exist, but nowhere near the packaged media production that we were fed. And as it turned out, there was AFRICOM wanting to expand and China moving in for rare earths and minerals and oils, and there's a lot going on. And I see the same thing happening with the Nigeria kidnapped girl thing right now. It's prepackaged. You've got star power. You've got the first lady of the president, you know, and it's John Kerry just happened to be there in Africa while this is happening, speaking about, and China just signed a mega $1 billion rail deal with several African nations. So Nigeria is in play. This, the kidnapped woman comes along, and who doesn't want to save young girls? It's like save the baby whales, feed the children, you know, of course. And I guess I want people to, Felicia the other day said something that I never heard it. She said saturation media. And when you see saturation media, you need to say, let me back up a step, instead of taking that hook and shoving it in your own lip and pulling it yourself. So, you know, and sometimes it's going to be absolutely true and we really need to move and act. And other times I think we're being played. Both sides, well, there are no both sides, but all sides are getting very sophisticated in social media and social psychology, like you said. And, boy, it'd just be great to have a generation of youth, at least, that were given those basics that were basics 20, 30, 40 years ago and beyond, to think critically, to take a step back from the media and say, what am I being fed? Is there an agenda behind it? Who's paying for it? Where's it coming from? Et cetera. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. My degrees, by the way, were in behavioral science. I was trained as a profiler.
Wow. Well, you sound like a very interesting person to have on the show. You want to co-host with me?
Are you taking your license test this weekend?
Actually, no. There was a wedding that...
that's right. You had a wedding to go to.
Yeah, but I got very excited. What the caller's talking about is ham radio.
Yes. So, well, we've got the other one coming up on June 28th, so don't miss that one.
Well, what's wonderful is I'm a bit dyslexic. I've got a pretty solid coconut in my head, but I'm a bit dyslexic, so the Morse code always messed me up.
Well, you don't have to know Morse code.
And I heard that they have gotten rid of that standard.
Yeah,
so.
That requirement is gone. Although most of us do use it, it's no longer a requirement for licensing.
I'd love to eventually know it, but the reason I'm doing it is probably partially why you are as well, is the idea of a community communications network, and the ham radio people in the Kauai Amateur Radio Club. What's
yeah,
that?
That's correct.
They already work with people like CERT, Red Cross, etc., to be
Public
there in
Defense,
crisis.
Yeah.
And I actually remember when Aniki hit. I think it was Pierre Bure's father. I can't exactly remember, but we were, some of us, you know, different places on the island knew a ham radio operator and were able to get a call out to the mainland.
Yep, and that's what it's for. That and providing backup for first responders and emergency services should their systems go down, because ours are totally independent. You know, they don't depend upon the power grid. They don't depend upon any computer network.
And a ham radio, what's the power draw? Can a solar panel run it?
Well, it all depends on your rig.
Okay.
Ham radio encompasses, because you're licensed by the FCC, you start with what's called a tech class or a technician class license, and that provides you kind of an entry-level permit, and you're allowed to do what we call, you know, UHF, which is 440 megahertz, VHF, and that's what we use primarily around the island, you know, to communicate, and that's 144 megahertz. And then you're also allowed to use 6 meters, which is the beginning of what we call the HF band. And, you know, the power limitation for a ham operator is 1,500 watts. So it's a pretty hefty, you know, allowance. But most folks, when they're running VHF, VHF and UHF, you're running 50 watts, you know, maybe 25. And most HF transmitters or transceivers start out at about 100 watts. And you can actually communicate with the mainland, Australia, China, you know, folks like that with a good antenna with 100 watts.
Wow.
And then there's a whole multitude of bands and frequencies that, you know, when you get your general license, you're allowed to use.
You know what? We're right at the top of the hour, but I just realized it would be amazing to have you come in and actually do a show and talk about, you know, local community radio from a whole nother perspective. And I'd love to have you in the studio or any of your friends and colleagues that are, you know, amateur radio aficionados, ham radio, et cetera. Because I think it's very important to have multiple redundancy on our food,
yeah,
our communication, et cetera. So thank you for your call.
Okay, Carlos.
And track me down. Do you see me on Facebook or
I see you on Facebook.
Yeah, let's connect.
We've got a friend relationship, so just, you know, shoot me a message.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. It is top of the hour. It's 5:03. You're listening to KKCR, Kauai Community Radio. That's KKCR Honolulu, KAQA Kilauea. And also K284 AL Haleiwa. That's new since I've left. We are doing our rising up.
Membership, pledges.
But I'm a little rusty with the old radio voice. But the bottom line is it's very important to have a community-supported radio station like KKCR because we are not beholden to commercial interests. We have very small but very strict guidelines by the FCC and community radio, yep, which is kind of a subset of public radio. It's different than public radio, but it's here for the community, and the model is so that there's always going to be a station that's not being held hostage by any specific superpower business entity in a small town, etc. So we're here for you, and we love your calls, 826-7771. We love your pledges because that's how we keep everyone going. And as I said, I would gather, my estimate would probably be about 97-98% volunteer. Jimmy, do you know, what do we have, 3 or 4 paid people?
We can name them on one hand.
Okay,
you know, our station manager, the ultimate grand poobah, Dean,
yeah,
Rogers, and then, Celebrity Dove is back in action as the volunteer coordinator. So, you know, he's not even a full-time kind of guy. Neither is Laura Christine, you know.
It's not big money here. It's a very low-paid labor of love job.
Eric Cooper-Smith rounds it out, you know, and he's working off commission. He's our underwriter, grant writer, fund development guy. And if it isn't for the generosity of folks like you, the listeners, members, we don't have a radio station. We don't have the infrastructure that says we've got to keep the lights on, we've got to keep the AC rolling, we've got to do the things that we got to do in order to have community radio streaming into your home.
And every day we're sending out little messages to the FCC, letting them know that we're still available online for emergencies, etc. A whole bunch of stuff we have to do. We're going to go online? Yeah, we got a call right now. 826-7771. And please feel free, anything that's on your mind, how it's been, how you'd like to see it be, why you're a member, why you're not a member, and what you'd like to see a little different. 826-7771. Go ahead, caller, and thanks for holding.
Woohoo! Hey, Carlos, back on the air.
Oh, who's this?
Hey, it's Eric.
How come you're not in here?
I wasn't invited.
Wow.
Hey, next week Tuesday.
Open invitation.
Well, hey, doesn't matter. Either way, I'll probably be in one of these shows. But good to have you back on the air. Sad that Felicia just couldn't be in here with us, but she's got important things to do for the people.
Yeah, that's like Jimmy said, and I like the way you said that, Jimmy. It's the next level of activism.
Right.
We can theorize, we can discuss in small groups or big groups on the radio, and then some of us jump in and actually, put your life on the chopping block under a microscope and get out there.
I mean, you make yourself accessible. You make yourself vulnerable. You make yourself a target. You make yourself available so that, you know, concerns come up. You have, one, like you said, some active listening skills going on. And then, two, know how, and I think this is, you know, in support of Felicia's skill sets that would make her a good candidate, you know, certainly make her a good council person, is, you know, having a big picture perspective that she doesn't just see it from a narrow point of view.
And a desire to follow through.
Well, that's what separates, you know, somebody who's just there to take up space, to kind of warm the chair, to collect a check. You know, there's been a number of politicians, you know, that ran over and over and over again and won because of a variety of reasons. Yet their accomplishments were few and far between.
But you know, those reasons why some people are like exceptionally, in you know, my opinion, your opinion, good, but they never win because they don't have this money machine and the connections and the brainwashing techniques that other people do.
Mm-hmm. I don't think money is going to be playing as big a part in local politics moving forward as it has in the past. I really think it's always going to be there, but the sophistication and reach of social media, like our previous caller said, the understanding of basic social psychology theories and how people respond to, you know, fear and bliss and, you know, it's all known. And that's what's happening at the really high levels. They pay to have the best people from psychology, sociology, even philosophy to come in and hypnotize on the dark side and inspire on the positive side. And so I don't know. I think Kauai is at a real moment of change. And you know, while I'm on the air, I really don't want to favor any of the you know, candidates or incumbents or anything, because I want it to be a real safe space for me as host. The callers can go crazy, but I want it to be an open space for anyone. But I think it's exciting. And so, do you think Dustin has a possibility of reaching the youth vote? Do you think it's a phenomena of Facebook, or there's legs on this, Eric?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think so. And if you heard about the run for mayor that he's doing, with stuff like this, I mean, this is going to reach all the youth vote, I think. And, you know, with 6 months left to raise votes, I think this is going to stretch across the entire island. And people, as you were saying earlier, people that have never voted before, I think they're going to get up, register for vote, and then... I really think Dustin Barca is going to get a lot of people up and out of their homes, and it's going to really get a lot of people inspired for change. And so I think if everyone gets up and does their part, yeah, I really do think he can do this.
Well, I think Kauai has already won, because you know the level of debate is going to be focused in areas where before maybe people sidestepped a little bit, and there's going to be no denying the debates in certain areas.
Well,
they're going to have to happen.
In some ways, Dustin's has the mayor at a disadvantage in regards to being a critique of the administration's work. You know, the GMO issue, you know, Mayor Carvalho is adamantly on the opposite side of the fence from Dustin Barca.
Completely.
When it comes to our effort to find a youth treatment facility, you know, our current administration has been talking about finding a location, and what do we have? We don't have much to show for it. If Dustin Barca wants to, and I saw it on his you know, barcaformayor.com website, solid waste is an issue. What does the mayor right now currently got going on in regards to siting a new landfill or coming up with some alternative strategies like a zero waste plan, or you know, the MRF, or the, you know, whatever it might be, the Center for Hard to Recycle Materials? You know, we need a MRF, we need a CHARM. What is the administration currently delivered?
What's so interesting is when you're an incumbent, you have the power of your incumbency and everything you've done. When you're a newcomer, you have a pure clean record.
Right.
And so you literally have two forces that are archetypal. You have the entrenched incumbent with all the skills and all the bad things that go along, good and bad, with that, the mistakes made, the things not addressed. Because, like, take the youth center, for instance, that expression NIMBY, which is not in my backyard, you can't even necessarily blame that on the mayor. It's a collective community consciousness.
Sure.
But there's where you need the charisma, which is part of a successful politician, mm-hmm. charisma to motivate people to go outside of their comfort zone, whether it's just turning off the light switch or looking at sustainability yeah. or considering, hey, these youth do need a youth center, and maybe it has to be in my backyard.
And don't get me wrong, the mayor is a charismatic leader. You know, he's a big guy. He has presence. He has skills. And he's got a ton of folks supporting him. But you got to love somebody like Dustin Barca, who brings so much to the table in regards to different groups that he will attract new voters, as well as some people who are just dissatisfied with the fact that, you know, I mean, I think right now Dustin Barca could go out and say, you know what, this whole strong mayor system, not working well. I think we need a county manager. And Dustin Barca would bring in a bunch of voters who wouldn't really think about Dustin Barca as a strong candidate. But if Dustin Barca says a county manager might be a good thing for us to consider, we're going to get some other voters shifting allegiances to yeah. the new voice in town.
Interesting thing is any politician really is the figurehead, tip of the spear. There's mm-hmm. a whole weight of intelligence and skill sets and everything behind that tip pushing. And it's a team job, the mayor, the county councilor, the state representative, the president. They really are just the end result of everything that comes behind him and supports him. So it's politics is compromise yeah. and negotiation, everything. So I don't know. Like I keep saying, we've already won. No matter what happens, we've already won because the yeah. level is going to go higher.
What do you think, Eric? What do you think that
Barca, huh?
I was going to ask you, what do you like about Dustin Barca? What do you think is going to make him be a viable candidate?
A quicker question would be, what don't I like about Dustin Barca? You know, that was said wrong. There's just so many things I love about Dustin Barca. You know, there's so many great things about him. You know, there's just, but the first time I'd ever met Dustin was on the mats at a jiu-jitsu tournament, and it's, you know, like he was just a great match, and he was just such a respectful jiu-jitsu fighter. And then, you know, instantly right after our match, we just became friends. And then, you know, that was how many years ago? That was 4 years ago or something mm-hmm. like that, 3-4 years ago. And then after that, you know, every time I've seen him, he's been doing nothing but good things for the island, you know, and just always spreading change and awareness and aloha and just love for the whole island. So it's
right.
like, and I love Dustin Barca, you know, he's just doing everything great for the island. And to see him at such a young age going for mayor, I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, to think, to know he can actually do this, it's amazing. You know, like, I'm just used to politics being for, no offense to say, but for old people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm used to it being the powerful people, you know, the rich and the powerful, the people that know everybody, the people that can walk around town and that own the businesses and the money, and then they come in and they control
Hello.
Politics.
This is the automated yeah. attendant.
Oh, the automated attendant is coming on.
Followed by
we'll have to wait for
if
the automated attendant to finish.
Stay on the line.
But Eric, I appreciate you sharing a little bit of that kind of enthusiasm for a candidate.
Hello.
That
this is the automated attendant.
The automated attendant is coming back again.
Followed by pound.
Yeah,
if you
sure.
are using a rotary telephone, please stay on the line. For a company directory, dial star
twice. I think it might be one
twice.
Of our phones, because we're in the middle of the fun drive, Eric. You probably know that. There are a number of handsets all
this
around
the
place.
Attendant.
You know what I think we're going to do? We go. That we just made the executive decision.
I just had a... automatically get rid of her because she was not a team player. And I don't know what the thing is. We're going to take a short break because we are still
in
bound
the midst of it.
By the FCC rules. We have underwriters that support this station, and it is our fund drive. So if you've been thinking about it, there is so many different ways you can help the station, all the way up to a $365 day angel. But we're here to just hold space and be a place where you can call in on any side of any issue, and we're looking forward to your calls. 826-7771, Dr. Ihor Basco and Professor Jimmy in the house. We'll be back after this.
Coldwell Banker, Bali High Realty, and Hanalei, serving Kauai since 1978, providing personalized real estate sales and rental services. Coldwell Banker, Bali High Realty, also supports KKCR and the Kauai Independent Food Bank. More information at balihigh.com or by calling 826-7244.
Aya's Garden, all-natural garden and greenhouse supply. In Kapa'a, down Kukui Street from the Dragon Building. Fertilizers, amendments, soil, seeds, garden and farm organic growing supplies. Open Monday through Saturday. More information at 822-7333 or visit Aya's Garden on Facebook.
Al Pastor Tacos supports KKCR across the street from the craft fair in Kapa'a by the beach. Al Pastor Tacos serves fresh grilled local fish, steak, chicken, and pork tacos and burritos in the Al Pastor style. Also a garden salad and choices for the kids. Open every day from 11 to 4. Takeout orders welcome. Al Pastor Tacos, authentic Mexican food. 652-6953.
Happy Sweet 16, Jungle Girl. Island funk and flash in Old Koloa Town since 1998. Jewelry, folk art, housewares, accessories, and more.
A. Feinberg Galleries, exclusively featuring the images of award-winning photographer Aaron Feinberg, showcasing two new brilliant images at the Poipu Gallery, Lost World and Blue Agave. More information at expandingvisualreality.com.
YWCA celebrates women's leadership on May 31st. Congratulations to this year's honorees, Lena Olajardin, Priscilla Badug, and Nadine Nakamura. Call 245-5959 for information.
Dr. Carolyn Manka in Kapa'a provides professional, effective therapy in a warm and friendly manner. 821-9454, drcarolynmanka.com.
Princeville Center, plenty of cool new businesses. Shop, dine, relax. Live music nightly, Princeville Center.
The historic Waimea Theater will host a live performance of The Legend of Ko'olau, Sunday, May 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets, call Puni Patrick, 651-5744.
Dove presents One Night Only on Kauai, Xavier Rudd plus Paula Fuga, Sunday, June 1st, KCC Performing Arts Center. Tickets at dovepresents.com, 635-5556.
Roshani Design, each piece unique in composition and color, bringing people and gems together in balance and harmony. RoshaniDesign.com, R-O-S-H-A-N-I, Design.com.
KauaiHandTherapy.com, the only certified hand therapy on Kauai, with over 30 years experience, located in Lihue, 246-2716.
Heaven on Earth starts here, sowing the seeds of the evolution every single week at Hoku Foods and Saturday Market in Kilauea. If you would like information about any of these Wave Riders or would like to become a Wave Rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774.
And we're back. And the phone lines, 826-7771, toll-free from anywhere in the U.S., 866-275-1112. Maybe you live someplace that does not have community radio and you wish they did. And you want to talk about that, how you feel isolated, not being able to have access to community radio. It's very important to have a station like this to be able to open it up to all points of view, too. I think it's amazing. Great music, and I don't know what year we're at. It was going a couple years before I started, and I had 15. And
I'm a newcomer.
And a half, so it's about 18 years it's been on the air or more. Anyway, Jimmy, you're up at the college. Still working up there?
Still working up there. They're
So that's a subset of people, and they cross through your purview every day. Do you notice waves of interest or apathy with students over time? Is it any different this time, or is it same old, same old?
No, I mean, the challenge with our community college in many ways is that it's a kind of a transition period. Folks come and go quite a bit. It's just a two-year school, so you know, incoming freshmen, they're gone the next year. And so...
Oh, wow, I didn't think about that. Right. It's a very short-term relationship,
It is. And then you have other students that they call us lifelong learners, who come in, take a class now and then for personal enrichment or for professional development, but it's not at that same level of, you know, when you're first year of college, you're taking 13 credits or 16 credits and you got to work study and you're there, you're living on campus, you know, maybe you're living in your car, but you're spending a lot of time on campus. It is you're glued to your computer or you're glued to your lecture notebook or whatever it is that says, I'm a student and this is my focus. But
what a blessing, though, to be a student of anything and to be able to devote yourself like that.
Well, you have a young brood of students that are off in college, and you know it's a big trip, and so it's great at our community college to have graduates from Island School and Waimea High School, Kauai High School, Kapaa High School.
You get people from other states and other countries that come over, and more and more.
We're starting to develop that, and most of my work, though, Carlos, is done at the high school. I'm a kind of a unique faculty member there.
A liaison.
I am an ambassador.
All right.
And worked with the SHOP program, and we try to recruit folks to come think about going to community college.
Well, I got an idea, right? I'm looking at this. Kamoa Ukulele has generously donated an ukulele to every angel level pledge from now through the remainder of the drive, which
is a dollar a day,
which is very close to being over. But I'll tell you what, if we get angel before the end of the show, I'll split it with you, and you can keep the ukulele.
There you go.
Because I have not done my membership.
Oh,
the last
there
year.
We go.
So,
we got a match.
So what that means is it's half of 365, mm-hmm. which is 150 plus 3250. Luckily, I made it through school before Common Core came, because I've been trying to look at Common Core lessons even for like 4th, 5th, and 6th grade in math. And it's impossible. It's so counterintuitive. That's got to be a show right there.
But once again...
If you were thinking about pledging and becoming a member, 365 is what we call an angel pledge level, and a wonderful Kamoa ukulele. That's the real thing. It's not a disposable one.
Such a good deal.
It's a $200 plus ukulele, just the ukulele itself. But I'm willing to split it with you. Hopefully my wife's not listening. I'm going to get in trouble. But anyway, I always like to do something crazy like that. I remember back to all the different fun drives I've done with Sandy Brody and Yoder and Majaras and all the different people that have done it with me. We've got another call, 826-7771. And thanks for calling in.
Hey, Carlos, didn't want to take up all the call-in time, but I just wanted to call in with a topic that I originally called in about.
Yeah, go ahead.
And that was about this new food safety law that they're passing, and they're trying to throw in through legislation before it ends. But pretty much it's that all restaurants in Hawaii, they're going to be classified in different color codings depending on the food that they deal with. And the law that they want to pass is that any restaurant that deals with raw foods, they'll have to be wearing gloves if they're touching the raw foods. So that pretty much means that almost any restaurant in Hawaii, because almost all restaurants in Hawaii deal with raw food, anyone who's serving the food or preparing it.
Wait, you're talking servers as well?
Anyone who actually touches the food. So if the servers aren't touching the food, or they won't be having to wear the gloves. I'm waiting to actually get the papers so I can read through the exact laws, because I was talking to Victor, the owner of Bushido's, and he was the one that was reading to me all of this, and he was really angry about this, because that means that all sushi chefs in Hawaii will now have to be wearing gloves. And that's going to, of course, ruin the art for a lot of sushi chefs. I mean, they've been trained their whole lives to be using bare hands, and now to be having to use latex and rubber gloves.
It's interesting to me, because I had a pizza restaurant for 5 years, and when you we made the dough fresh every day, and when you make the dough, you don't have gloves on your hand. Hopefully you have scrupulous, you know, self-sanitation techniques. But the bacteria of a human being, the bacteria in the air, everything, it all gets in and creates like San Francisco sourdough or whatever. It's a mix, and there's something about having that touch and connection. But if you get somebody that does not have a very scrupulous sanitary technique, I'd almost rather have them have the gloves. But it's interesting. We seem to be trying to put a layer between us and anything that brings life force or sustenance to us. I don't know if you saw, Michigan is just passing a small farm bill that's making it almost impossible to have small farms in certain areas. And you can't have livestock close to produce and everything that makes sense about, you know, a whole complete sustainable system they're trying to get rid of. So anyway, so you don't like the idea of the gloves, though?
I mean, of course. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, a regular sushi restaurant, I mean, this is I'm taking this from Felicia. I mean, a regular restaurant would go through as many gloves as the emergency unit in the hospital. I mean, think about how many gloves a regular restaurant would be going through every year. And think about how many restaurants we have in Hawaii. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
I'm kind of a skeptic, but I always wonder, where did the lobbying come from?
You know, exactly.
Was it from the owners of the latex glove companies? I don't, you know, who thinks of this stuff? So you got to learn to look at the whole picture and find out the agenda and money behind it, et cetera.
Well, the legislative session's almost over, and, you know, one of the food safety officers just came into Bushido's the other day and slapped down this 40 pages of new food safety laws that are being passed through, and he's reading through it, and he came down to this, and it just doesn't make any sense. And he told me this, and then I was just started telling all my friends. I told Felicia, and you know, I'm just trying to work.
And so then you have the opposite in California. They're passing legislation that is allowing for home-based micro kitchen production. So if you are someone that just loves making cupcakes, you can meet these minimal home-based standards, and suddenly you've got all these new people in the workforce, but you're rolling the dice a little bit with your sanitation. You know, it all comes down to personal integrity, and I think that's being programmed out of a lot of us. So
it's the complete vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. So some states are moving toward more freedom, more, you know, the burden is on that person, and you know, you get somebody sick, gosh, it's a bad thing. I was lucky. We had Ricky in my jurisdiction down in Honolulu, and he really handheld me through the whole process of doing a certified kitchen. And I actually went and did the 3-day State of Hawaii food certification thing, which scared the bejesus out of me, because when you learn about how much can go wrong with bacteria and viral contagions and, you know, et cetera, it's amazing. So,
yeah. It's pretty hilarious. We were saying if this law gets passed, just don't follow it. And then if they force you to follow it, save all the gloves, save them in trash bags, and then throw them on the county building steps. You know, let them know what the laws are actually doing.
Direct action. Okay.
Direct action. But so, yeah, anyone that actually cares about this and wants to try and stop all these latex and rubber gloves, maybe try and look it up online. I'm sorry I don't have the actual law number. I was trying to get that before coming on the show. But
all right.
Anyways.
Well, hey, I do hope to see you down, Eric. And one of the things I've been talking with Dean about, if it does work out that I do continue on while Felicia's campaigning, and I don't, you know, there's a whole process to that. But I'm really excited about getting mobile. And so we've talked about the cell phone system, being able to take the show to the street. So I could definitely use another set of hands in the studio while I go out live, or vice versa. But we're looking at creating a real mobile van. So anyway, I'm excited.
You know,
get in touch with me.
Back, Carlos.
All right. Well, nice hearing your voice, Eric.
All right. All right. Seeing you back on the air.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
How you can see sound waves is a mystery to me, Eric, but I'm impressed.
I was thinking the same thing as I said it. I was like, seeing him? All right. Well, hearing you.
All right, brother. Well, keep an eye on what's going on, and we'll be talking.
All right. Aloha, Carlos.
Aloha. 826-7771. If you're on the mainland or outer island and you'd like to participate, 866-275-1112. We're very, very interested in having you become part of our membership base. It helps us keep functioning. If you could see the studio, it's pretty amazing. It is just packed wall to ceiling with music. I don't know how many musicians were just playing, Jimmy.
I was going to say it was wall-to-wall musicians just about 45 minutes ago.
There was probably 7 different mics going. And it's amazing to have this pretty state-of-the-art system on our little island.
Community radio.
Yeah. And you could be a member for as little as $10. You could be a $365 a day angel. And if you want to do that, I'll split it with you and give all the credit to you.
And for $75, you get a T-shirt. $150, you get 2 T-shirts and a hat, a great KKCR hat. And, gosh, for $1 a day, you get a great little ukulele you can play while you're sitting in Kapaa traffic.
Or the beehive. Don't forget the beehive.
Don't forget the
beehive. Oh, the beehive.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's amazing.
Do you get a beehive and a
kapaa?
No, just the beehive.
Yeah, you just get the beehive.
That's enough.
You know what? We might be able to swing a deal. If somebody were to call in, they could probably get
a ukulele and a beehive.
For,
you're kidding. I mean, a beehive is priceless, not just for the fact that you're housing these beautiful little bees that are out there working. You get a little honey on the side, and or you could be a real amazing person, just let them keep their honey. I don't know. But
that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I just take a little bit.
Well, if you gotta have a garden, you gotta have bees, right? I mean, they made such a big difference in our garden.
Hey, so if you've got a family member or a friend or someone that's participating in this political process, please let them know. There's space at least for the next 6 months, for sure on my show. I love it when people come in. It's never gotcha radio, you know, on my show.
Contrary to what people will say.
Nobody ever gets trapped when they come on the show.
You know, it's kind of interesting. There's been a lot of criticism of KKCR and the
being one-sided.
The fact that we have some outspoken personalities.
I'm not making a general thing. I'm just saying on the Tuesday show, I guarantee, as I've pretty much done a good job of keeping a real open space and trying to keep my passions off. Larry King was talking about Piers Morgan, who just left CNN, and I couldn't stand the guy. He just seemed like he hated the country to begin with. But Larry said he made it too much about him, and a good talk show host is going to be invisible 90% of the time. And I just heard that 2 days ago, and I love it. A good talk show host, you hardly hear. So 826-7771, and we're going to continue taking your calls. We got a half hour left, and we'd love to get a few members. And like I said, you want to be part of a beehive owner or have a Kamoa ukulele, $365, and I will front half of it. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
I was just listening to you guys talking about Dustin earlier, and I just wanted to say that I think anyone that stands as strongly as he does against GMO is worth looking at. As a candidate, as a leader, as someone we can get behind who supports our views about clean living and, you know, creating a future for our kids.
I would agree, you know, in regards to the times that I've heard Dustin speak and just seeing him in his, you know, last 18 months of pushing this issue. I'm just impressed, and I'm really encouraged that he's running. Just because, again, it's going to bring up some very interesting conversations about both local government as well as corporate influence on local government and the involvement of citizenry to make it be an efficient or effective democracy.
Yeah, I think people don't need the money behind them. They need the people behind them. If the people are behind them, there's enough alternative means to get the message out that you don't have to be beholden to big moneyed interests anymore.
I think that came clear in the last presidential election with all the super PACs and, you know.
Right.
A lot of money went down the drain, which is my other point, is that elections are great. I'm a registered voter. I vote every time. I try to stay clear on the issues so I can vote consciously. But I think we're missing the boat, and especially when it comes to GMO, because I think we vote with our dollars every day, and we need to put the pressure, as the consumers, we need to put the pressure on the major grain manufacturing companies like General Mills.
Absolutely.
We need to work that muscle, because all of this footwork of trying to get GMO off Kauai could be completely eliminated if it was no longer a financially viable product.
And you said the right word, the V word, viable. When they'll sell whatever's viable.
Exactly.
Maybe there's a covert, secret tinfoil agenda to, you know, rid the planet of most of us worker bees, but maybe not. Maybe it just comes down to capitalism and greed, and they simply want to generate money producing items. And if we stop supporting those items. Right here at Foodland in Princeville, their organic section expanded. You know, it was 1 foot, then it was 3 foot, and now it's 6 feet. And they've got gluten-free, and they're starting to carry a lot of, you know, GMO-free items too. And it's in response to a consumer that will purchase those. And it's a little tough at first because organic vegetables often are not as beautiful as what we've been trained for the you know, the model carrot or the perfect cucumber, but eventually it just becomes the norm and you start feeling so much better. So I think you're right. I think
well,
we could vote with our dollar.
I would like to suggest that you start buying your vegetables at the farmer's market.
Oh, we do.
No,
but
I'm teasing. But
there's a lot of people that will never even go to the farmer's market. And now, if nothing else, they walk by an organic section in a Safeway or a Foodland or even Costco. And they're like, wow, it's become part of the collective consciousness. And it's only beginning. I mean, we're so lagging behind the rest of the world. In our relationship to our food and our food safety, et cetera. So.
And in relationship to our power of our money, because let's face it, these votes every 2 to 4 years are great, and if we can have a grassroots revolution leading the charge for no GMO, I'm all for it. But we have to get this done now. You know, we can't wait for this. I see these elections starting up, and it's like, no, all the money, all the time, all the yada, yada. So anyway, what I have here is a list of 800 numbers for General Mills and Quaker Oats, and if you will let me, I'll share these numbers.
I would love that, and also I would suggest Kauai Soapbox on Facebook has a page. KKCR has a page, too, and so you can get a permanent record for people who might not be able to write down fast enough.
I'm happy to do that. In fact, why don't I just do that?
That's better.
Go ahead.
Why don't you pick the biggest, the one number that might be the most significant to you of all those different companies, and we'll drop that one out, and then we'll, as a teaser, and we'll put the rest on the Soapbox page.
Okay, and just go on the website to the Soapbox page.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do know General Mills has come out with a non-GMO Cheerios, so we see that they're listening. So I've got Quaker, Betty Crocker, Safeway. I got these from my auntie's house. I just raided her pantry and found all these numbers, and I thought, if we all start making the call, just ask them, are you using GMO? They say yes. You say, I'm not going to buy your product anymore. Thank you very much. And that way, that will start the fire that we need to get going here. We have so much power with our money. We have to start throwing the money to the people we want to be here tomorrow that are doing the green living.
Yeah. Well, our money is our truth. There's a lot of theory and high-minded thinking, but when it comes down to it, did you turn off the light when you left the room? Did you let your leaky faucet drip? Are you buying GMO or non-GMO food? You know, and it's really a sound investment in your future health. I don't know how else anybody needs to look at it beyond that. You know, the spiritual significance of messing with the genome, et cetera. But, right off the top, you're eating healthy food and you're going to have a healthier life.
Well, it seems like people are frustrated. They want to do something. They want to feel like they're a part of something, like they're moving in the right direction. But there's a lot of frustration. So I'd like to link everybody up to their wallets because we have so much power.
What's interesting to me is the issue that they don't want us to even know. Like, to me, if they could contain their science and they didn't use a community as a petri dish and experiment on us or the general population, you could decide, I'm going to have Mexican food tonight, I'm going to have pizza, I'm going to have spaghetti. The GMOs, they're really trying to keep it hidden. And my question is, if it's such great stuff, why not advertise it on the food item and say this has GMO and be proud of it? They're not. So that leads me to believe they know things. So anyway, the number one number would be General Mills?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're pretty big. It's 1-800-328-1144.
Thank you very much.
They want your questions and comments. They want to know. I've done this already with Katie pet products for rabbits because my rabbits started getting sick and I realized they were eating GMO alfalfa. So that's when I started thinking, gosh, if we make these calls, we can get it going. Spread the word. Have your mom call. Have your aunties call. Send it to the mainland so the calls are coming from all areas. Yeah, and let them know we want choices and we want them labeled as such.
And that's a nice way to put it, and it's far less threatening superficially. We want choices, but it'll scare them to death too. But the fact is, we want choices. We get to decide where we eat and what car we drive, and the religion we practice or don't, our faith, our beliefs, our love of art, music, but we don't get to know when we're buying something with GMOs in it in this country. And, I remember the Ben and Jerry thing 15 years ago. with, I think it was bovine growth hormone, and they lost the battle to simply say they didn't use it. And eventually they were bought out, and, you know, that item was laid to rest. But anyway, great point. Vote with your dollar first, and, you know, be well educated. I heard you say you like to understand the full gravity of the issue and different angles. So,
well, I do vote, and I believe in the process, but I think, you know, let's get excited. Let's vote all the time. Let's make this happen now. Let's not wait for the government to get it together, because let's face it, people, they are not going to get it together. We are the government. The government's only as good or as bad as we allow them to be.
Well, so, you know. I love that, and I constantly, when I do a lot of writing on the web, and I constantly say we get the government we deserve, the government that we create, and ultimately we are the government. It's a reflection or a snapshot of who we are, and you see other countries, when they get upset, they're out in the street in the hundreds of thousands. I haven't seen that in the U.S. in the last decade. I don't know, but...
Well, that's why I like the idea of Dustin, because it feels like another kind of super fairy event. It's like we're done dealing with this. We're not going to take it anymore. We want something new, and Carvalho is, you know, play his cards, and I don't even know if there's anybody else running. But do you remember the Monsanto attack on coconut back in the, I think it was like in the 70s?
I don't, actually.
Well, you know, that's where I first saw GMO rear its ugly head. And it was Monsanto's desire to make an artificial coconut, which they still do today. It's called cocoamide. And if you look on lower-end shampoos, Suave.
Hello, this is the automated attendant. Please enter your party's extension,
this is,
followed by pound.
This is a new thing since I've left. I apologize, but I'm just going to say she already got too much airtime, that automated attendant. Conspiracy, I don't know, but she keeps appearing. Anyway, we've got about 17 more minutes. We do have the offer to split an Angel membership pledge with you, so it'd be $182.50. As opposed to $365, I'll match you.
If that's what you got.
I'll match you. And I think, is that right?
Yeah, bring it.
Yeah. So you can either have a beehive or a Kamoa ukulele.
Or if you want to go big and you want a Kamoa ukulele and a beehive and you want to be a full-time Angel.
400.
There you go. We'll throw it
both?
In there.
Yeah. I'll go up to that. You want a beehive and a ukulele. What else do you need? You're living on a beautiful island. And anyway. So we've got 30 people on the mainland listening to right now, and that's amazing, because we're not playing music. We're doing the fun drive. It's a little bit like, come on. We got a caller and 15 minutes left. I'd love to hear your thoughts about KKCR, the future, the election, food, etc. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Who are you, and what have you done to Carlos's brain?
Good question. I'm just taking it easy. That you're one of my oldest, most favorite, longtime callers. My goodness.
You know,
I miss you.
Miracles happen. Lightning does strike twice. It's hard to believe you're back, and it's very welcome.
Oh, that! Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks.
I heard a few things. The last caller, a personal friend of mine, really interesting points, and the whole thing about not wanting us to know about the GMOs. like you said, you know, I mean, like you implied, the smells to high heaven. And it's a red herring, because you can go and buy milk, ice cream, and yogurt today, and they are allowed to say, we do not use RGBH treated milk. Which, you know, as you mentioned, was a bitterly fought issue by Monsanto. And so now the argument that they're using is that, oh, if we have to put on the label of every product that's out on the market whether or not it has GMO ingredients in it, it'll drive the cost up so high that people can't afford it. That's basically their argument. But it's a complete and total red herring. It might be true if it's only here or there, spot regulation. But it seems that the groundswell is rising. and it's going to become a national issue, kind of like the RGBH issue. And I can imagine that, you know, it won't be terribly long before GMO labeling will be the normal. So I'm hoping for that. There's another miracle to hope for.
Well, it's interesting. China, well, you know what's happening with Russia, Ukraine, et cetera. There's a lot of political theater going on, and there's real stuff happening too. But Russia just said that they're not going to be doing any GMOs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that's political theater, but we win. But China just said that they're going to buy, they denied a gigantic, it's more than a shipment, it's like a whole
order,
but it's long term, and they denied it, and now they're looking to Ukraine to get non-GMO stuff. But once again, it's political theater. But what's happening is the pressure from the Akamai people that are starting to learn about food and, you know, being able to eat healthy stuff and think at your optimum level, it's being brought into the political arena as leverage. And
mm-hmm.
once again, we all win. Like I said, even with the mayoral race, we all already win because it's going to lift the conversation to a whole new level. But we are so far behind.
I'm going to make a prediction on the mayoral race. I think Dustin Barker is going to win.
Mm.
The guy seems to be about as solid as a rock. And his heart seems to be in the right place. I'll be listening to him very, very, very carefully as time goes by.
Yeah, it's exciting.
But he's already put himself out there in different ways.
And very successfully raising, you know, thousands of people to show up.
Yes, and so I'm so far encouraged by what I've heard from him and what I've heard of him. And I can imagine that somebody posted on Facebook, our current mayor, the Monsanto Doughboy. I love that phrase.
I like to keep it very respectful on my end here because anybody that goes in is crazy, but the callers can let it rock.
I mean, you know, we can see where people's political lines are drawn. And
you will know us by our
actions. We can see where our current mayor, granted, he's between a rock and a hard place because of the issue of jobs, but still, I would rather see him gone and somebody as far as I can see, Mr. Barca, take his place, because this island needs a new direction, and I don't think we're going to get it from our current mayor. Anyway, I know you got other callers, so congratulations on being back on the air and looking forward to every week's show.
Well, I loved a couple of things you said, talking about false arguments, false paradigms, straw hand, bait and switch, I mean straw man. Like, I really want to bring those concepts into the show, too, and show when they're being used on any side. When media manipulation is happening, I want people to be able to recognize it, even if it's from their own team or another team, etc., you know, to understand debate tactics and how to argue and how to use the media. It's pretty amazing. We've got one more call, and then we're going to wrap it up. So thank you very much for calling in. I look forward to our conversation continuing. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Aria from VoteKauai.org.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to share a few dates with everyone that's listening. The deadline for voter registration is July 10th, so we have a little bit over a little bit less than 2 months to get everyone registered to vote. And if you don't know if you're registered to vote or not, you should have gotten a yellow card in the mail that has your polling place and your current address and your name. And just reminding all those lucky ladies and men who've gotten married this year, maybe they've changed their name, and they need to make sure that their driver's license and their voter registration matches that.
Oh, nice. Also, what else is involved in registering? What does somebody have to do? Do they need identification?
If they're registering for the first time, they're going to have to show their ID at the polling place.
Uh-huh.
But when they fill out the voter registration form, it's a self-affirming affidavit. So you can download the form on the internet and mail it in, or pick it up at the post office or the Office of Elections in Lahui.
Well, how nice that people are out there volunteering and getting this stuff done, too, because the more voters, the better kind of reflection of a large-scale consensus we get to see. When you know, I mean, I think when I look back at the county council votes, it seems to be around 3,000 or 4,000, right? I mean, that's the range.
The winning number.
For the winning number. It's
yeah, I think like 85, 90 is the – you got to hit that mark to get in.
But I'm talking about the final votes.
Yeah, and for county council races, you know, every vote really does count. The the difference between the last two places were about 100 votes.
Right.
Amazing.
So right. It really is really important to, you know, make sure that you even cast your vote for your one council member. That says a lot.
Yeah.
Now, what are you seeing out there in regards to your registering of new voters? Are they people voting for the first time? Are they people who moved here? Are they people that have been here for a while and have been a little disconnected from the process but now want to get engaged? What are you seeing?
Yeah, it's mostly new people that have moved here and have kind of wanting to get involved more. I've seen a lot of that. And then people that have never voted before and never really wanted to vote. There's still a lot of people who are really apprehensive because they think that, oh, I don't really know a lot about the candidates, or I don't know about politics, so I don't want to vote. They think that their voice is invalid, but the first thing they have to do is register, and then the second thing they have to do is read up on it.
Now, you sound like a young person. I'm going to assume that you're probably in your 20s, maybe 30s. What got you? Have you been involved like this to go out and register or work for organizations to get people registered, or is this the first time? And why are you so involved now?
Oh, I was basically raised a Democrat. My mom was a very big part of the League of Women Voters, so this is kind of stuff that's just in my family. I feel really strongly about it. I've been registered to vote since I was 16, and I just think that it's really important. A lot of people they're really interested in trying to learn about politics, and especially with all of this stuff around Bill 2491, we really saw an emergence of what local politics can actually do for your government, whether you are on one side or the other. It's like, oh, wow, their county council can really shake things up around here. We should probably pay attention.
Hey, I want to offer you a chance, if you want to come in and co-host as a guest on a couple shows. You sound like you've got an amazing voice for radio and an amazing heart and mind working together. So if you're interested, let me know. Yeah. We're just about out of time, so if you want to repeat your initial information in a quick data byte, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, please check out votekauai.org. It has some information about how to register to vote. The deadline for registration for the primary election is July 10th. And if you have any events or any suggestions about where you would like to see voter registration booths, there's an email address on that website, votekauai.org. You can email me and let me know, and we'll be sure to send some volunteers out there.
Fantastic. And if you are interested in coming in and being a co-host, even a guest co-host, I'm very interested myself. So get in touch. This is Carlos.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are just about out of time. I want to remind you, I have offered, I don't know if anyone took me up on it, to split an angel pledge. Did that happen at all?
Not yet.
Okay,
but
what's
really amazing about that last caller is this morning I was talking to someone about who do I contact, because I have an event coming up and I want to have a voter registration at the event. And I'm like, who do I contact who's already doing this in the community? So, I mean, of course, I could probably figure it out and do my own little table there. But there's got to be someone to call. And there it was. There's my answer.
There it
was. Talk radio on this radio station, having these call-in shows is so amazing. I remember years ago we had one show like this, and it was an hour long. And everyone said, you know, you need to have them be longer, you know, longer. So we went to 2 hours, and the next thing you know, we added another day. And now we have Tuesday and Thursday, we have 2 2-hour call-in shows, and so we're up to 4 hours there. We also have the garden show, and we have a couple other shows. But I just, it is so amazing to have a call-in radio programs on this radio station.
And it's uncensored. A lot of your gigantic corporate call-in shows actually are fake. They get screened, and they either support the narrative of the show, or they're so wacky that they support the narrative of the show by being crazy sounding.
Right.
And here
yeah,
it is.
We literally, we give
we're
you the
flying,
number.
Flying free.
We put give the number to the listener. You call us up. And we put you directly on the air, and you can share anything you want with the planet. Like,
yeah.
It's amazing.
And it
this
does stream
such,
all over the planet.
So on that note, I just want to say real quick, this is the last call-in talk show other than the garden show tomorrow, but afternoon call-in talk show of our fund drive. Our fund drive's over on Thursday at 2. And so if you really want to support what we're doing here, having a call-in talk show on this radio station, this is your final 5 minutes to call us up to really show that this is important to you, that you like to see and hear call-in radio on this community radio station. 826-7771. $15 more, you'll push us up over the $44,000 level, which would be really nice to get up over that. And we're actually starting to count down. We only have 2 days left of the drive, and we need $15,000-something approximately.
Or $182.50 will actually get you down as a $365 donation, because
wow.
I'm going to match your pledge and bring you to an angel and get you a beautiful Kamoa ukulele.
Wow.
I want to really quick let Felicia's listeners know I'm not coming in trying to fill her pants. She did an amazing job.
Right.
When you run for any political office in community radio, for sure, and I don't know the rest, but it would make sense, you don't get to have the free bully pulpit of your radio show. So you actually leave. When you are an elected official, you can come in and have a radio show up until the time where you pull papers to run again, and then you immediately have to be off. So
correct.
I'm not looking to fill Felicia's show. She did a great job. I'm just
and
standing in. And,
I did see her. Yeah. She did her papers to run for county council this week. So, yes, congratulations to Felicia for her having a good run, and we'll miss her here at the radio station for sure for a while.
All right, aloha. I will be back at least for just a couple of weeks until we figure out what's happening. We got one more quick call. We got the county council report and Wave Rider, so we're going to make this a quick one. Go ahead, caller.
Thank
Thanks
call.
For holding.
Hey, how's it? Miss Carlos?
Yeah, hey.
How's it going?
Hey, who's this, Connie?
You guys talking about the GMO, yeah?
Yeah.
And the election. Pretty interesting on how the system runs. You know?
Yeah, it's been running this way for hundreds of years, but now with social media and an awakened, educated youth, we might have a chance to make a little difference.
Oh, no, absolutely. You know, absolutely. I just wanted to comment on something different, if I may.
Well, we literally have 30 seconds, but I'll tell you what, I'd love to have you be my first phone call next Tuesday.
Okay, well.
And I could give you 30 seconds right now if you could say it quick, but we're just out of time.
Okay, real quick, you notice what's going on with the newspaper and Office of Foreign Affairs?
Yes.
Yeah, so people need to really look into the situation. I'll call you next Tuesday, but they need to really look into the situation on what's happening with authority. And if that thing hits the goal, all of this thing you guys talking about, GMO and its authority with the system, will change its whole perspective.
Yeah, it undermines everything, so.
Yeah, so anyway. Read the newspaper, see what's happening. We're going to get John Kerry to make his statement on the situation, about how Hawaii is still under international law, and if it is, it's a lot of violations going on.
A lot of, yeah, a big time of change. Next Tuesday, let's open the show with it.
Okay.
Thanks, bye-bye. Brother. Bye-bye. All right, we're out of time. We'll see you next week. Top of the hour, this is KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K284AL Hale Iwa. A little clunky this time. Thanks for doing it. We're going to run a few Wave Riders, and we'll be back with everything else.
Kauai Coffee, 100% pure Hawaiian.
FNG Associates presents Reggae Star Messenger Sela. Jukebox City, The Candy Factory, in celebration of Armed Forces Day, Saturday, May 17th, at the Church of the Pacific, 755-5861.
Firelight Kauai, custom laser cutting studio and gallery, next to the fire station in Hanapepe, firelightkauai.com.
The Kauai North Shore Community Foundation partners with individuals and nonprofits to meet community needs. help create needed facilities and programs from Haena to Anahola. Kauai North Shore Community Foundation.org.
Hui Olaka and the Koke'e Museum, connecting people with Koke'e.
Coldwell Banker, Bali High Realty, and Hanalei, personalized real estate sales and rental services on Kauai since 1978. Coldwell Banker, Bali High Realty, supports KKCR, BaliHigh.com, or 826-7244.
Forging elite fitness on the North Shore of Kauai. Kilauea CrossFit. KilaueaCrossFit.com, 652-7979.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers supporting KKCR from the beginning, continuing to support KKCR and encouraging others to contribute.
Paradise Music Hawaiian Music Store, located in Princeville and Coconut Marketplace Shopping Center, loves KKCR.
Attorney Lawrence McCreary, serving Kauai clients in bankruptcy and family law matters for 35 years. 246-0269 for introductory consultation.
HawaiiGaga.com. Hawaii Vacation Rental Directory and Vacation Guide. Also, the Kauai GPS Tour Guide and Audio Tour of Kauai for iPhones. HawaiiGaga.com.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo. Bee Kind Apiary and the Kauai Beekeepers Association encourages you to be friendly. Put away pesticide spray and grow organic. Mahalo Kauai and KKCR for giving bees a chance.
Solar Plus Kauai. With Solar Plus, you receive a step-by-step custom alternative energy plan for your home or business. SolarPlusKauai.com or 639-7646.
Tiki and Iki, serving lunch, happy hour, dinner, and late night dining, 11:30 a.m. to midnight. 431-4242.
Harvest Market Hanalei at the Hanalei Center on Kauai's North Shore proudly supports KKCR and encourages you to do the same. Harvest Market Hanalei.
Puahina Warrior Design, located in the heart of Hanapepe Town. Original Hawaiian Island Creations. Like us on Facebook, Puahina at Hanapepe.
Taste of Hawaii 2014, the ultimate Sunday brunch. Sunday, June 1st at Smith's Tropical Paradise. More information online at tasteofhawaii.com.
Kauai Marine and Mower urges you to add your voice to the sound of Kauai by supporting KKCR. Please call in and pledge now.
Join us at Limahuli Garden and strengthen your connection to Kauai's diverse native flora and our thriving Hawaiian culture. Kama'aina, free every Saturday.
Westside Pharmacy, serving Kauai for over 30 years. Now offering compounding services, 335-5342. Westside Pharmacy, 335-5342.
Small Town Coffee happily supports free speech, good music, and community broadcasting. Thank you, KKCR.
Support the Next Step Charter Amendment. Let the people decide on GMO and pesticide safety. KauaiRising.org.
Blue Tiki Tattoo Studio, the oldest shop on Kauai, the only shop on the North Shore, proudly supports Kauai Community Radio.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
Aloha, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's the County Council report for the week of May 12th. There will be a regular council meeting this week. The meeting is at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, and it will be in the council chambers in Lihue. They have a lengthy agenda this week, and here are a few highlights. Council Chair Fafaro transmits for council consideration proposed amendments to the county code relating to additional dwelling units on other than residentially zoned lots to extend the sunset date to December 15, 2024, along with requirements for an annual recertification and payment of administrative processing fee. This is proposed draft bill number 2545 and is also under bills for the first reading. Council Chair Fafaro also transmits for consideration a resolution requesting the establishment of annual grants for nonprofit organizations to enable registered beekeepers to test their bee pollen for pesticides and other threats. See resolution number 2014-32. The county attorney requests authorization to spend up to $15,000 to retain special counsel to advise the council concerning coverage under the county's insurance policy with Everest National Insurance Company in connection with the lawsuit Tim Bynum versus the County of Kauai. The Executive on Transportation requests approval to spend additional Federal Transit Administration funds in the amount of $332,634 from an existing county grant for public transit operations, driver salaries, fringe costs on existing positions, and other transit operating expenses. The prosecuting attorney requests approval to spend federal highway safety grant funds from the state of Hawaii DOT in the amount of $124,813 to fund a full-time equivalent special prosecuting attorney salary and associated benefits, as well as travel and training costs to assist in handling the increased caseload of vehicular crimes on Kauai. The county attorney requests authorization to spend funds up to $280,000 for special counsel's continued services in 8 legal matters. The planning committee has approved a bill relating to the Kukui'ula workforce housing and also approved a bill related to public access, open space, and natural resource preservation fund, also under bills for the second reading. The Public Works, Parks, and Recreation Committee approved resolutions related to traffic and other transportation issues in Lihue, and this is also under resolutions. The Finance and Economic Development, Tourism, Visitor Industry, Small Business Development, Sports and Recreation Development, Other Economic Development Areas Committee approved a bill relating to amending the county code on motor vehicle weight taxes. They also approved a bill related to integrated solid waste management, and these are under bills for the second reading. There will be a lengthy non-public executive session. A total of 11 items will be covered in this executive session. If the council is not finished with this meeting by approximately 1:30 p.m., it will recess for a public hearing on resolution number 2014-22, proposing a charter amendment relating to the Code of Ethics. After the public hearing, council will reconvene to complete any unfinished business. For more information, visit the county's website at www.kauai.gov. Until next week, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Aloha. And be sure and stay tuned for Jazz with John. Coming up next, Jazz with John is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with the Kauai Coffee Company, the Dolphin Restaurant, Market and Sushi Lounge, Kamoa Ukulele, and Tiki and Iki.
Kauai Coffee, 100% pure Hawaiian, single-origin, GMO-free coffee. Grown and roasted here on the Garden Island, at retail locations island-wide on all the Hawaiian Islands, and at our estate on Highway 540 between Kalaheo and Elieli, where walking tours and coffee tasting are also available. More information and ordering online at kauaicoffee.com.
The Dolphin Restaurant Fish Market and Sushi Lounge in Hanalei and Poipu. Local gourmet sushi, fresh fish daily, steaks and seafood, and specialty cocktails. Dining on our lanai at the Poipu Restaurant with panoramic sunset and ocean views. The Dolphin Restaurant Fish Market and Sushi Lounge. Information online at thedolphinkauai.com.
Kamoa Ukulele Company, dedicated to building high-quality bell-tone instruments. Built with a one-player-at-a-time philosophy, whether you're a true beginner or ukulele master, there's a tailored Kamoa experience for you. From student models up to custom masterpieces, Kamoa Ukulele Company, a family-owned business, supports KKCR. More information at 652-9999 or online at kamoaukulelecompany.com.
Tiki Iniki is now open for lunch, happy hour, dinner, and late night dining, 11:30 a.m. to midnight. In the Princeville Center, Tiki Iniki, farm and boat to table fine dining in a wild setting. For reservations, 431-4242.
And a big